horses, when they're, what kind of sound do they make at feeding
time? They nicker. And that is, not very good at making animal sounds, but they neigh and they, I can't make the sound for a horse.
Okay. How about?
I can have some water.
Okay. What general term do you use in feeding the cattle?
General, feed the stock.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. What kind of sound do you use when you want the cattle to come? Can you think of? It's just
a stop. I don't know.
Okay. And let's see. What do you apply? What kind of term do you apply to a hen on an egg?
A setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the kinds of shelters in which chickens live. Just give me several kinds, whatever comes to your mind.
Well, I've seen them just roost in trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them in the regular chicken houses that were built for that purpose.
What are these chicken houses called?
Shelter.
Uh-huh. What's that other word that we call like the chicken?
Oh, a chicken coop.
Right. Very good. Now, there's a certain part of a chicken that children like to play with, and well, we come across it once in a while, and it's has a shape like this, V shape sort of. What do you call this? I'm talking about the wishbone.
Oh, the wishbone.
Right. Do you have any? What do you have to say about the wishbone?
Well, the wishbone is taken from the front of the breastbone.
Mm-hmm. And do you attach any superstitions or anything to it?
I don't, but a great many people want to pull the bone and see which one gets the shortest. It's usually young people who do this.
What happens if you get the shortest? What?
That they would marry first.
Aha. Uh-huh. How about if you got the longest? What does that mean?
Well, that means that the one who got the shortest would get married first.
Okay. And what do you call the insides of a pig or cow or calf or anything like this? Insides that we eat, that we can eat.
That we can eat.
What do
you... Well, the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And... trice.
Trice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's very good. What do you call the fried intestines, especially of hogs?
Especially of hogs. Chitlins.
Say that for me one more time.
Chitlins.
Very good. Okay. What kind of calls do you give to cows when you want to get them in from the pasture? If you want to get them in from the pasture.
Okay. Well, for cows you say, "Sup, cow."
Okay, that's very good. How about if you want to make them stand still at milking time, what do you say then? If you want them to stand still.
But you say, "Stand still."
Okay, sort of emphatically.
Emphatically.
Right, okay. How about